Good evening. This is Merciful President, MDs, PhDs, and I'm candidate for President Lee L. Mercer Jr. And this is the government platform. And again, this is my presidential campaign is just beginning to get off the ground. Matter of fact, it's a presidential campaign that's been going on all 4 years, but it's a government platform campaign, which means that the government is involved in doing a presidential campaign. The government wants to do a presidential campaign so it can understand what's happening in a presidential campaign. So there's as if the president, as if the United States government is running for president. So that's one of the things I have to do here is, it's like an invention, but it's a development. And I have to develop a presidential campaign for the United States government. And some of the reasons for that, is that we, the candidates for president of the United States, we're finding that there are some discrepancies, some their weaknesses. The United States has a deficit. The United States government, the citizens are right now kind of an array. They're complaining. We have complaints. And that's the reason why Merciful President has a presidential campaign. The United States government wants to find out what's wrong with America and who can solve it. And those two questions there are at the University of Texas U.S. Army ROTC program. So this is a U.S. Army ROTC program. And I'm the ROTC candidate. I'm an elderly man, but they needed somebody to do this research. And this is intelligence, like law enforcement. And I have authority. I have the authority to do the presidential campaign. The presidential campaign was an appointment, and I was the person appointed, and I am the person who has the authority to manage the United States of America. And one of the things about this authority is that I found out after getting into and doing the research and doing intelligence is that I needed authority. So those are things you're going to be learning about, and authority and how authority helps people. Authority and why the United States of America is having a problem. It's authority. And like the case that was recently with President Trump and the abuse of authority. But the government was not that successful at providing, developing the evidence to do an impeachment. So my job is developing evidence. And that's why if you look at Merciful President and some of those things on my outlay there, you'll see that it says crime solving, crime prevention, forensics, and those types of things. Those things are things that are used and tools that are used to develop evidence, tools that are used to find evidence. And this is what this is about, is evidence. So the president's campaign, if I talk to you and tell you that I have a performer, I have a plan, then you want evidence of that plan. More than likely you do. But some people in some counties, they just talk the plan, and kind of like what's happening now today, they're just talking about reform. I have a reform. My reform has been accepted. My reform has been patented, and it can't be defeated because I have the evidence to my platform. Evidence to my platform, and also the evidence to the reform for the United States of America. That's a justice reform. And then about a couple of months ago, I was seeking support for it. And that's the thing about the United States government. So you're going to hear me talking some things about the United States government. Someone's going to seem like it can't be true, but it's true because I have the evidence. I'm an intelligence officer. And I was appointed to be the highest intelligence officer in the United States government. And that's why it takes authority. I was appointed to authority to manage and rule all of the intelligence in the United States of America. And that's what I've been doing for the last 26, 27 years. So during this 26, 27 years, and like today, you're seeing in the public the conversations about the complaints. There's complaints about the shootings and complaints about people being killed and complaints about being dissatisfied, complaints about the coronavirus. You know, what can we do about that? The complaint that this thing is going to restore. You know, that's one thing about a merciful president. Now, I'm acting as a presidential candidate, president of the United States, as a presidential candidate, so they can see, what does my head see? What is going through my head? How does a president think when something, when he confronts or is confronted with a problem? Those types of problems. How will I act? It's kind of like being a guinea pig. So I'm in the Army, and this is one of the things that the Army do. They develop people. And it's a difficult way that they develop people because they make you pay for your development. And then again, they just tell you you need to do something and get it done. And that's developing people. I almost laughed there because do something and get it done, you know. Not an outlay of like a classroom, you know. This is when I was in college, the teacher said, this is your homework. Well, I'm doing a president's campaign and this is my homework. So I did this president's campaign and I'm developed the United States of America as if it's a classroom, if it's a student. And if I'm teaching myself, so I had to teach myself in order to develop the United States of America because they did not have, no one knew and no one knows how to do it. If anyone knew how to develop the president or develop the United States of America, they would be doing it right now. They have a solution to the coronavirus pandemic. They have a solution to the riots, the shootings. Have a solution to the budget. And we're just going to take a look at those three things. So we're looking at crime in here. And that's what I did, being in intelligence. They tell me, well, you need to find out about this. And found out about that. So like the University of Texas, they were saying, that's what's wrong with America. So I had to put that together. What's wrong with America? Wrong. The thing here is, the first thing I took a look at, look for is something wrong. So look for something wrong. I had to look up the definition of wrong and go through the definition of wrong and start satisfying and the United States government with the definition of wrong. And from there, it really took off with the definition of intelligence. And the definition of intelligence, the book that I found, there are a lot of definitions out there, and this is the thing that'll throw you. This might be what's happening in the United States of America. I won't say might be, this is what's happening in the United States of America. There's so much education out there until it's mixing people up. And the education is coming from different races, and it's coming from different states, it's coming from different ideas, ideology, and it's into the educational system. So the educational system, I'm going to say, is corrupt because there's so many things in it that they're saying, well, the kids should not learn this and the child should not learn that. But we have the state laws. You have to implement the laws and develop a person according to the law. So what I'm doing is developing the United States of America according to the law. No matter how many laws or how many countries or states there are in the world, we're going to develop the United States of America according to the law. I finally got that out. It took a long time to get that out because I'm a black man sitting here and I had this job and I've been successful at it. Hard to sit up there and tell the American public, I'm doing this. So I guess I finally got before you to tell you I'm doing this. And I'm successful at doing this. And I want to tell you, I do have a cure for the coronavirus. I sent out 36, 37 letters this morning to agencies, nonprofit agencies, asking for some assistance just to show it and put it on television. So now this is why this television is so important, because I'm a person that developed it. Lo and behold, I'm a religious person. And with my faith and with the job I had in the Army, I was able to develop this. That was one of my projects. That was one of the projects. My colonel's name is Lieutenant Colonel Charles Wallace, that let me in the Army. As a matter of fact, they let me in the Army, but the lady, it was a woman that put me in the Army. And a lieutenant, lady, female, gave me a chance. And I was 42 years of age, going back into the Army, the Texas Army National Guard, to get a master's degree. That's something in my ear. Get a master's degree. So they put me in the United States Army Military Intelligence Academy, Camp Bullis in San Antonio, Texas. And that is still in San Antonio. If you want to visit, you can visit it. And in that camp there are 34 agencies. So we're talking about agencies in there that needed development. They're all Army. Excuse me, they're 50% Army, 50% federal Army agencies. These agencies are something like the FEC, Federal Election Commission, the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, the United States Secret Service, the United States Army Secret Service, United States DEA, United States Army DEA, you know, certain agencies like that. And you had to go to all those academies. So they were having problems and didn't know what to do for the United States government. These agencies were having problems solving cases. Just like what's happening out there in the public now, they're having problems solving crime cases, solving complaints. And the thing here is that those complaints, like a complaint, could be a complaint that's some of them showed up to be too, that the police said, we can't handle this case. We're not equipped. If you can't handle a case, if a policeman can't handle a case, a policeman can't help a citizen. So my problem here, job here turned out to be helping citizens. And then it got to the point I had to help the government. So a definition of the United States government is United States government in person. So I'm campaigning about the United States government, and I'm campaigning about the person. The person is a citizen. A citizen can be a government employee. A citizen can be just a citizen, you know, work in private industry, live in the community. But anyway, it's twofold, it's person and government. And when I entered the master's degree program, after leaving Camp Bullis, the University of Texas sent me a request. I was appointed to their university on a master's degree level to go to their school of business. So what do I want to go to school of business for when I'm doing intelligence? Well, it didn't make sense, but I'm in the Army. So I do what they tell me to do, and I've learned a lot. That's what I wanted to do, learn. This is learning. And it's a good campaign. That's why I'm glad I had to do it, because I'm going to do a lot of teaching. I don't classify myself as a teacher, but I'm going to teach you what I learn. And when I teach you what I learn something. I'm going to teach you what I learn. I learn how to save the United States government because of my education. I'm a person that has education from the state of Texas. The state of Texas black school system to the state of Texas Caucasian school system. You're going to find out if I say white school system, that's not right, because white is illegal. And white is not a race. As far as I know, white is not going to be a race. It was in Egypt. My research showed it came out of Egypt. And like I said, under the definition, in the definition of the word Caucasian, it says it's in Egypt. And Egypt, it's not a race, it's just something like a nickname to people, you know. So it's not a race. That's today in today's world, white is attached to criminal. And whites came to America, and during the Indians, they told you they were fort-telling people that lie. So like I say, I'm going to tell you a lot and teach you a lot, but I'm going to tell you what's in the books. Teach you what's in the books. So my president's campaign is a campaign that's dealing with books and dealing with the United States government. So the United States government has books. So I'm not going to be talking about I'm going to go out and develop this and I'm going to do that, because what's developed is already in the books. You just have to be able to read the book and prove that it'll work. So I'm here to prove that what the United States government has will work. Now, for me, they had an opportunity, and it worked. So I used the books in the United States government, my education from the Texas school system, and I was able to solve everything in the world. Something else I had to get before you and tell you that, because the government said, you go out there, they'll kill you. I'm not laughing, but, you know, it's the public in America, they're seeming that the public is so violent in America, a good person can't live. And this is the president's campaign, and I have the authority to talk and tell you this, and I am in the FBI. I'm the United States Army FBI, and I'm not here to punish people or here to hurt people or to insist that, you know, you are something, but I'm going to tell you the truth. This is a presidential campaign where I'm hooked up on a hot wire, and if I tell a lie, it'll register like a lie detective test. This is something that was put in every citizen of the United States of America to develop and find out what's wrong with America. And using that type of technology, that's the National Security Council. Things have gotten so bad in America that the Security Council didn't know what to do and to protect the citizens of the United States of America. So I've gotten into protecting the citizens and protecting the government of the United States of America. And that's what I do. I protect you. I protect you with a lawsuit. And I'm also protected with information. I protect you with technology. And I protect you with sense, books and education. That's how I protect you. And now, those are things that I'll be using. I apologize, I had to move. Something's in my ear. And the thing about that is, it's a harasser. So these are things I'm going to be telling you about the people that are citizens of the United States of America. And you're going to see it, because it's in the street everyday violence. Why are the citizens, and what is wrong with the citizens of the United States of America that causes them to be violent? Now, this is a presidential campaign, and it seemed like I would be talking something else, but this is police, so I'm doing a down talk. It's as if you were on top of a building, and the police see you on top of a building, they have to run up the roof and say, hey, don't jump off, don't jump off. What about your mother? What about your father? You know, your problem can't be that serious. So your problems can't be that serious that you're violent. What about your mother and your father? And in the books that we have, crime starts at home, so it starts with your mother and your father. It starts with your brother and your sister. And from there, I say it starts with your government. Because remember, the definition of a government is the government and the person. So now, the government being a thing, how can the government be violent? It has to be written. And the definition, the one thing we're doing here is communicating. In order to communicate, you communicate two ways. One way is writing. The other way is talking. And I'm talking. So I'm talking about some writing that I've read, some writing I know about. So that way, you can't say, well, I'll have to prove it. I can go get it. The way this system is set up is that if I read it, it records. It goes to the FBI database. So if I read, I'll be reading with a camera. This is new technology. This is U.S. Army technology. This was the way to find out and make sure that the Army does not miss anything. They don't want to miss a second. So I was like, I'm the guinea pig to do this testing. And the guinea pig to see if I'm a smart man. Ooh, if people are smart. So I passed all the tests. And the things that are happening, complaints, I was able to develop a complaint solver. You name it, I can solve it. You name it, I have the answer for it. The thing is, sometimes when you talk with big words, and I don't understand all those words. So I'm going to tell you, just like I told the U.S. Army and the U.S. government, I don't know every word in that dictionary. I'm smart. I'm not that smart. But I was able to do what needed to be done. So I don't know every book out there. And that's the thing about education, is you only maintain 10% of what you read, 10% of what you learn. So with that being said, I said, well, those are the scientists and those are statistics. And here I am. But the FBI said, well, we want it in a database. So everything I've learned goes to a database. So now it got to the point that everything a citizen learned goes to a database. The reason for that is I can take that apart and say, because if a citizen's talking to a criminal across town, it's going to be showing in a database. So there's some new technology and tools that the United States government has developed. And that's what I'm going to be doing in this presidential campaign. Only a few months left. They wanted to do, I'm talking about the U.S. Congress, Honorable Mrs. Pelosi and Honorable Mr. Schumer. And the judges of the United States Supreme Court, each judge of the United States Supreme Court. And we do have President Donald Trump. Now, you'll find out later on there's something with this President Donald Trump. And with me campaigning as a presidential candidate, because I'm the person that is doing the research, not President Donald Trump. And it can't be a person that goes to an office and sits for 4 years. You lose contact. You're going to disconnect. So I had to be appointed president of the United States for 100 years. Because somebody has to be consistent. You've got to have a consistent learner. You have to have a consistent worker. You've got a consistent database. So what they did there was set it aside. That position is there. But it's not the research position. So whatever's going in there, we're doing policing on it and to the office of the President of the United States. We're doing policing to every office in the United States, every congressman, every senator, every state representative, every federal judge, every United States judge, United States Supreme Court. We want to know about those people. And because, like I say, the public is showing violence in the public. If a person is violent in the public and chose run for office and gets in the office and is violent, he's violent to the citizens. And the United States government would not allow a person to come out of the public, be elected, and be violent to the citizens. If that person is violent to the citizens, more than likely he's unlawful to the citizens in some kind of manner. Trustworthy is not trustworthy to the citizens. So the United States government is concerned about the citizens and concerned about the government. So the best way that I've found to do this is through education and electronic surveillance. I'm talking some terms, and once I get enough funding, then I'll be on television like the rest of the people, and you'll see this model. My models are done at the University of Texas, and I'm not at the University of Texas. I'm detached from the University of Texas because I'm in the Army. And I work those different areas, but my educational system is coming through the University of Texas in Austin, Texas, from Texas Southern University and here in Houston, Texas. Texas Southern University is a black university, and that's where I went to college. So most of my learning, education, and college is going to come out of Texas Southern University, a black college. because I had my basics. I'm basic. Let's do the black college and black schools. So this is mostly black education. The use of black education. And that's what they did. So we'll try black men. And they had already tried two white men to do this particular project, one of the projects, and they were not successful. So I was the third man, was a black man, and I became successful. And the first test that I took prior to the test of what's wrong with America is a religious test in Buddhism. And I'm a Buddhist. I just became a Buddhist. And I like Buddhism. I like to sit around and pray like they do and live like they live. And believe in world peace. And believe in nonviolence. And believe in helping people. You know, and practicing to be a saint. That's what I like, and that's what I'm bringing. And that's what the United States government wants. They want a bunch of saints. The United States government does not want its citizens to be the devil. It does not want its citizens to be violent. And we have a way to control violence, a way to control the devil. Now, one of the schools at Camp Bullis is a school of theology. At Camp Bullis, I went to U.S. Army School of Theology there. And they teach you about religion. Now, I am a minister, but I'm a U.S. Army chaplain, preacher, but I do police preaching. I'm a police preacher. I do law enforcement preacher. So you're going to hear me talking about, and you're going to know what I do. I investigate preachers. I investigate the church. I investigate the philosophy of the church, the philosophy in the public. So that's one thing about this Camp Bullis and being in the Army. It taught me it's really good. And here you get to, if you need to, you can lock a preacher up. But you get to see that what the preacher preaches and what the United States government does and what's in the Bible is how we live. And this college is a good college. And it teaches how to separate the soul. Was the smart people. A chance for me to get to experience smart people. Now, I was smart, but I really had to be smart, you know. I got a chance to see what smart's about. They let me see much with my eyes, but they run your mind. They'll ask you to do something. You got to go to the library, all kind of research, and they talk to you through this communications hotwire hookup. It's called a hotwire hookup. It's kind of like a police wire. And these are the things I'll be discriminating. These are the things I'll be showing to you is how a hot wire works, what a hot wire is. It's called artificial intelligence. You get to see that artificial intelligence in the government. Never heard of it until I got into the U.S. Army and started studying in the intelligence and found out that they have artificial intelligence. And what artificial intelligence does, and then you see it sometimes in the movies, but you don't know it's called artificial intelligence. If they call it artificial intelligence, they just call it, sometimes they call it equipment, a policeman's equipment. So a policeman's equipment is like they have the camera, that's or where I'm with, that's called artificial intelligence. That cam camera, some of that cam camera, that idealism came from my program. Came from the United States Army. So you're going to find out the United States Army has is the one doing this campaign because it's so broad. But with it being broad, you get a lot of education. So they're going to be bringing a lot of education, a lot of sense, a lot of ways to the way of behavior, the right way of behavior. And this is about criminal behavior. And the FBI in Quantico, they have a school of behavioral science down there. And I went to that school there, went to the Department of Justice Law Institute, criminal law in there. Got my doctorate there and got my doctorate out of Quantico. Got my doctorate at University of Texas. And got my doctorate degree at other other different places. You're going to find out that in order to, I wrote a book, and I said my book, in order to be president of the United States, you need to have at least 15 doctorate degrees. 15 doctorate degrees, 7 at a minimum. Because you have to know what's going on now. It's not that away, but you're going to see the applications and what the government does, because the government's asking right now, cure the coronavirus. How can you cure the coronavirus? You have to be a doctor. I'm a doctor. I can cure the coronavirus. So I sent Dr. Fauci a letter this morning. I sent letters out to, before the end, last month, month and a half, letters to my congresswoman, Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. I sent it to Senator Congressman Al Green, and they're not answering. And sent it to the mayor of the city of Houston, Sylvester Turner. I sent it to the director of the FBI, Mr. Ray. Sent it to the Secret Service, director of the Secret Service. Sent it to the President of the United States, Donald Trump. I sent it to the Vice President of the United States. Sent to the governor of Texas, Mr. Greg Abbott, the lieutenant governor of Texas. They've got about at least 12 to 15 letters. And I'm talking about paying some money, sending that out, saying I have a cure for the coronavirus. So now I'm telling you, why is it that you don't like black participation, black education? But like I say, the public's violent. Have a lot of violence in the public. So what they're going to do now is show you your life. I'll be talking a lot of things here, and because it's going to be making sense and sensible because you live it. So if you don't want to see your life that's not good, do not make a life that's not good. You see your life that's not good when you break the law, because they take you downtown, they lock you up, and people are getting shot. And like on television there last night, a person shot. Because you're taking away from the police and running. You're not your conduct. You know, that's not the right conduct. And why is it that we have our minds, and I'm including myself in this too, I'm not going to not include myself, because I have to be a good person too. And for some reason or another, not being good, or who we are and how we are, is causing negativity. The government's not satisfied. We're not satisfied. So I've got the answers to all those things. And this is Merciful President. And I'm trying like mad. Not mad. I'm really rushing it to get the money, because it takes money to me to show you what I have to show you. We need a lawyer. And I'm going to prove to you what you need. The United States government needs a lawyer. You have all these cases going on and all these complaints and no satisfaction. The United States needs a lawyer. Now me, I'm a lawyer. That's one of those doctorate degrees a person needs to be president of the United States. Needs a doctorate degree in law, so he can handle the cases, the complaints of the government. Can represent the government as a lawyer. Now, I can represent the government as a lawyer, but they won't let me. And I have, I went to the school, started in law school, and the University of Texas picked me up for law school, took my school and took it to the University of Texas. But I started University of Texas law school first, because it was in, the first degree in law was business law. They needed a business lawyer. I finished the business law at school. Carol told me, I said, well, now you can go. I mean, it seemed like it treat you bad sometimes. Now, you know, you can go. They didn't pay me any money. They didn't give me nothing. You can go. So now, should I be violent? Did I turn violent? No, I didn't do that. I said, now I need a lawyer. So remember, this is government and this is person. At that time, the government needed a lawyer. So, oh, he said, you can go back to doing what you were doing. At that time, when I went into the Army, I was developing a mortgage company. We call them mortgage brokerages now. I've been vice president of Commonwealth Mortgage here in Houston, Texas. And, I did it in about 12 to 18 months. I went from junior executive training on out the door. I mean, they trained me at Commonwealth Mortgage. So here I am. I'm a candidate for president of the United States, and Mrs. Pelosi and the United States government wants me to be their banker. She told me today, well, we want you to be in banking. You to be a banker. I've been a good banker. But I don't handle money much. We handle the process, the procedures, and make sure the money's right. You go and do the accounting and things of that nature, and accounts and things of that nature, and make sure they balance and everything is right. So things I'm talking to you about in my presidential campaign, you hear the candidate saying, I can do this and I'll do that. Well, I'm talking about being a banker. I bring a banking system. The United States government say you be a banker. If I'm going to be a banker, would you be a banker? So what do I need to be a banker? From where I needed employment. So they said, now you employed. So that gives me some security. That gives me some authority. And then I have security and I have authority. Then I have their approval. And then what else do I need with that? I need to make sure they're going to be obedient. Now that's where I'm running into problems. And that's why I'm doing this presidential campaign. Running into them being obedient. They'll learn. They say, now you need to do this now. And I studied criminal law. That's conniving. So it got to the point that, they can become a criminal talking to me and a criminal being who they are even in the book. Because the United States Congress makes legislature. The United States Congress make laws. And that's what you learn in this presidential campaign. The United States Congress make laws. They're up there now talking about making law to do a reform. Where are the tools for them to make a law to do a reform? I'm telling you, they don't know what they're doing. I'm telling you, I know what I'm doing. Listen to those people up there talk about making laws and how they make this law. Now, they have to have, in order to make a law, you have research. You know, you've got to have facts about whatever's happening. So they're trying to gather facts out there about these shootings and facts about the public, the people talking and raising their hands and shouting, and the way they do that, they're violent. It's going to seem like I'm talking about the public, but the public can't do it that way. You can, they're like a protest, but you need to go back to the First Amendment and get yourself right within the First Amendment. Also, what you need to do is get with your political official and come through your political official. So everything is done through a transition. Everything is done just like it's done in a business, the chain of command. So you need to come through the chain of command. So that's why I say America needs a lawyer. If they go to their congresswoman, or their congresswoman or congressman represents them, that congressperson has got to be some kind of advocacy, knows the legal on the due process of law for them to do what's done, because they're going to Congress now to get together and try to do some kind of create a due process of law, go through some kind of process of law to develop a law. Now, what are they going to use? They're going to be papers and pens and pencils. That's all they have. Probably about 20, 30, 40, 50,000 pages or something. And they're going to sit there and spend 6 months flipping paper, and then say, well, we already have this, which they do. So now the thing here is evaluations. I'm an employee of the United States government. And they hired me to manage the United States government. United States government, Mrs. Pelosi, she's kind of like my boss, but I'm her boss. And she says, Mr. Mercer, we want you to be United States government financial planner. I want you to be United States government consultant. And I want you to be United States government community developer. That sounds like I'm complaining, but I'm not. Excuse me, because I'm just solid as I have to be. Because I can't make mistakes. And then I can't, if I say something wrong to a lady, I'm not a gentleman. And I'm new at being in the Congress, seeing them from the community. I'm a person from the community. So they didn't train me to be a congressman. They appointed me to be a congressman. Appointed me to be an Army congressman. Army senator. I'm a congressman, but I'm an Army congressman. Something they do not have. So the Army was appointed. I was appointed an Army congressman so I can go over and look at the United States Congress. But the thing here is they made me neutral. Whatever I do is neutral. So if Ms. Pelosi tells me, says we need to, Mercer, what I want you to do is evaluate the whole United States business and commerce. The whole United States business and commerce. That's 50 states. That's evaluating the business and commerce of New York City. That's evaluating the business and commerce of Los Angeles, California. That's evaluating the business and commerce of the state of Texas. It's all 50 states. And find out what's wrong with it. Find out what's wrong with it and bring that back to me. She asked me a few months ago, you through with that? I said, yes, ma'am. I'm through with that. I want to take a look at it. You're not supposed to take a look at it. You're supposed to do a congressional hearing. You just want to finish that, those things before the year 2000. Because in the year 2000, the United States government was patented by the United States Army and the United States Department of Defense. Somebody might ask, patent, how you patent the United States government? You find all of its customs. You find all of its education, and you put it together, and you make it, make a patent, you make its lifestyle, you approve it, it's validated. You're going to have to go through the history. It's like archaeology. You go through the history of the United States of America, verify it and prove that's it, and then you package it and say, that's America. But what we do is run it through a computer, and the computer tells us this is America. So before I was campaigning, I have a radio show. I'm bringing it here. I'm going to talk some of the things I talked on there. And one of the things I talked on there is that America is the United States government is ran by a computer. So I'm campaigning that the United States government is managed by a computer. And it's up there. And it manages the whole lifestyle of every citizen, the whole lifestyle of every state, the whole lifestyle of everything in America. It manages those storms that's coming in here. It manages those storms that's leaving out of here. It's managing all this this fighting and killing. It's managing it, and it can stop it. Because the United States government is using what's called artificial intelligence and using what's called human intelligence. Now, if I'd have had more money, I'm saying money because let me tell you something. This is a college where you have to pay to go to school. Now, this is a president's campaign. They got $10 million. If they got $10 million to run a presidential campaign, I should have received $10 million. I didn't get $10 million. I have to make $10 million to peer. And if I make the $10 million, I peer with them with $10 million, and then I'd have to go to television with it. If I go to television with it, then you see me, and they say, well, we don't want them to see you yet, and somebody else gets my $10 million. So it'll build up a line of credit. The line of credit proved that, you know, I was smart enough to make $10 million, but I'm authorized to use it, but they have restrictions. Now, that's some doing. So listen to what I tell you, because, see, that's an injury. So they keep doing it, and they keep doing it, keep doing it. And what happens? I keep learning more law, learning more law. Why? Because I have to defend myself. So you citizens out there needing to defend yourself. And you citizens out there know that when something happens, watch and see, don't you get you a lawyer and stand up there now and the lawyer's talking about suing. But the lawyer is not providing evidence. They're waiting on the coroner's office to get evidence. And the coroner's office is not equipped enough to provide all the correct evidence, all the evidence. Why I know that? Because I provide evidence. I had to learn how to get evidence to solve a crime. I solve crime. I have on my website here, crime solving. Now this is something that's interesting. Because crime solving, you're going to find out is your son walking outside stepping on a nail. Why? How did that nail get in your yard? And some people said, well, yesterday we were playing with nails, and you were playing with nails in on my property, in my yard, and et cetera. You know, I don't have nails in my yard. I mean, I didn't provide you help. John brought the nails from next door. Or are you going to sue John and John's kids? I was going up there, just let it go. But that's an injury, and it's suable. So now we're looking at suing, and I mean suing. The United States government wants to sue the United States government. The United States government has made law to sue the United States government. So your politicians that's up there in Washington, D.C. right now are subject to lawsuit. And I mean, they're subject to lawsuit in a few seconds. And they sign the paperwork. Because if they're corrupt, then we can tell they're corrupt. We have a way to tell that they are corrupt. So there's no reason for a political official to be corrupt. There's no reason for those policemen out there in the public to be corrupt. Now, we can tell you if he's corrupt. Now, I can tell you if he's corrupt because we had a hot wire hookup. And it's diversified. It's set to the timing. So like this, corona pandemic, I can tell you if it came from Europe. I can tell you if it came from the ocean. I can tell you where it came from, and we'll know we're right. I can tell you if a person did it. I can tell you if God did it. When I say God, I'm going to slow down right there. I tell you it's a phenomena, and it's from nature. Now, this is policing. And when you get into a police academy, I didn't think it was a police academy. I said, police academy, it's not what I wanted. I want to go to college. This is policing. So I wanted to go be a policeman. I went out there and became a policeman, but I wanted to be a soldier. And not only that, you know, it's college and it's education, and it's good. Right now you find out that without policing, you don't have a job. You're working in the public and it's food regulating. You're distributing foods. You got to see if that food's right. You got to look at it and see if it's packaged. So those are those agencies that I had to study down in Camp Bullis and regulate. It's called regulation law. So I had to learn regulation law, how to manage regulation law, manage agencies. Which, like I said, now I came from the public and I was in mortgage banking. And I learned how to manage banks, mortgage banks. Got to the point that I can build mortgage banks, put them together. And I have done it. The best companies in the world, Bank of America, Commonwealth. There's a couple more other banks. But once you've got your management training, you have your management training. So now what I do is manage the United States of America. I have on there management, incompetent management. I mean incompetent management. It's not that they're dumb. It's just that the use of the education in America has exhausted. And when you get in college, you learn what they mean by exhausted. You've got all of the best out of it. It's kind of like eating an orange. You take that orange, you just squeeze it, you suck the juice out of what we used to do. You roll it and squeeze it, make it soft, and just put a little hole in it, put your piece of can in there and suck it. After a while, you just nothing in there. See? It's all, it's exhausted. Then you take it and tear it open, you eat the inside of it. Or tear it open in America and eat the inside of it. You might tear open a can of worms and eat a can of worms. But tear open America, we have to clean it up. I don't want to sound like I'm a big bad boy or something like that. I mean, clean it up. You have to learn America. So we're going to be teaching you America as a presidential campaign. Right now they have me running for 4 months and no money. I'm going to tell you about money so you won't think I'm begging for money. The way they did this, my education was that, like I said, I started out and it was religion. And the day after I left Camp Bullis on a Sunday, on a Monday morning, I was downtown Houston, Texas, taking a test. And that's how I found out there were two more white boys, white people before me. These are white people. This is a Chinese lady giving an exam out of Harvard. It was her master's degree program in Harvard. It was called a poverty solving program, and she couldn't solve it. So she bidded it. And this program here, now the way the Army got there has this, is that they'll bid it. If they can't do it, it's just like a raffle. So who won it? They have those type of jobs up there. They have called grants. You know, they'll give you a grant, money, to develop a business, to do certain kind of work. So that's the way it was here. She bidded it. She says, okay, what happens here is that we're going to give a test, and this test is on Buddhism, and we're going to give you a test. For each time you answer a question, the computer will tell you how much that question is worth in money. So you answer, if your answer is right, then it tells you how much money is, like Jeopardy on television. And I'd answer a question, and I was good in Buddhism because I had gone to class and studied it. Taking tests in the church, or church down the street. I called the church, they called the Kai Kon. Kai Kon is Chinese name for a church. And I made $2 trillion like nobody's business. The computer ran out of paper because the answers were so good. And got to the point that, you know, the computer has, at that time, they didn't have these type of computers now. It was the computer that they put your paper in and you roll it over. Gosh, I can't call the name of it right now. But these computers, they had the paper in there and it print out teletype. Yeah. They had the teletype type of computer and it type it, just typing. It was just running. After a while, it ran out of paper. My cousin said, it ran out of paper. How am I going to stop the computer, put paper in there so that you can type the answers? And it typed the answers. I don't know how much money he made and how the answers will be typed. We know what the computer's generating. So we don't know how to stop it. So the thing just ran. And that was the end of that. So the government went through it later on and found out, see, that was worth $39 trillion. But they only showed six. And after that, we went to, she said, this is a crime solving program. And I had enough money to go to college. But the United States government says to me, we took your money and went to war. So whenever I get money, the United States government takes my money. The United States government made me a preacher. So now you know what you're going to do. What we want you to do is walk the streets with a can and ask for money. I said, not me. Walk the streets with a can and ask people for money to go to college. Now that didn't make sense. On a master's, you know how much it took $39 trillion to solve poverty. You had to use Chinese religion. Chinese religion in America, they think, well, this can't be. It is, because it has the Ten Commandments to it. The United States Constitution is made of the Ten Commandments. So here you'll find out not to be violent. you're in a college where this is a school of religion, and this is police in religion.
30 seconds.
And it's almost time for our merciful president to close for today. I'll be back bi-weekly. I'm working on getting more, doing more shows. I need to do more shows. I need to do it every day. Because this is a big project. This is something that shows you how to live right. And the United States government has constructed the United States government right. So don't panic. I wouldn't panic. The fires and things out there, you can be prosecuted for doing those fires. Man, that's vandalism. I'll tell you, you can go to jail because I'm a lawyer. Talk to your lawyers about those things, because if they ever get the evidence, you're going to go to jail. If not, somebody's going to have to do like the president. He's going to have to do a waiver, you know, to not let you be prosecuted. So settle down and support merciful president, and you'll see how to live when you get those police off of you. Because we prosecute police. Now, we were having a problem with police here in Houston, Texas, and with the Houston Police Department, that was one of the major things. When the citizens were complaining, and we took up the complaint. The Houston Police Department came to me and said, we need help with cold cases. And they offered me a master's degree, needed a master's degree in criminal justice. So I had to get a master's degree in criminal justice to satisfy the Houston Police Department. So they got their bid so we can solve cold cases. That's a lawsuit been out there 100 years, maybe. We're going to solve it. We can solve it. So they had to invent the technology.
No, we got to wrap. We got to wrap.
We have to invent the technology to solve it. And that's the United States Army. I said, remember, I'm in the United States Army. The United States Army guarantees my education. And if you have any question, you can call Dr. Esper. He's Secretary of Defense. And the Secretary of the Army is Mr. Clawander. And on my site here, I have my sponsors. Give them a phone call and let them know that you're hearing me. Call Mrs. Pelosi in the Congress. She says, get every citizen together and bring them to Washington, D.C., because we want to talk to them. But they're supposed to come to Houston, Texas. The project is in Houston, Texas. The project's supposed to be done in Houston, Texas, but you can call them. You can call your senator, congressman, state representative, because I represent, and I'm the boss of every congressman, senator in the United States of America. I'm their boss.
We hope you enjoyed today's program. Tune in every other week, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on PBS Radio TV.